So have you ever taken your sin seriously and you recognize it for what it truly is? What jokes or excuses or rationalizations have you used in the past to downplay your sin? Or, dear one, let me ask you this. Are you trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? If not, on what or whom are you planning to rely when you stand before God to be judged?
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Hey, do me a favor as we get started today, or when we get finished, if you could, just do me a small one, and go to whatever platform in which you listen to our podcast, and give us a review. Please make it a nice one, okay? and maybe give us 5 stars, if you're so inclined, or thumbs up, whatever it is, and just be a blessing to us. That would really help to get the word out about our podcast to more and more people around the world, because we need to reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, gospel means good news, and the gospel is always good news. Lord knows we have too much bad news in our world today. Let's tell the world about Jesus. Amen? Amen. Today we're talking about the subject, and this title is from an old song. What can wash away my sin? I know you're shouting the answer right now. The blood of Jesus Christ is not a subject we hear much about in this world today, or even in apostate so-called Christian churches who have turned away from the Bible. We don't hear about the blood of Christ. Even though the blood of Jesus affects every one of us in the way we live and in the way we die, we need to tell the world about the cross and the blood. This is the center of my ministry, dear ones. Your Place of Grace Ministries, it's the cross. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So, although many people may shun this topic, and many denominations, more denominations than ever, have removed any mention of the blood of Christ from their music, from their sermons, and they've removed the necessity for Christ's blood for salvation from their so-called doctrine and theology. But the need for the blood of Christ for salvation remains. It is the cornerstone of Christianity. Whether or not the blood is applied to our lives will determine our eternal destiny. The heart of the gospel is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, where Peter writes, "You were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ." Hallelujah. Before we can appreciate the greatness of our redemption, we need to understand the seriousness of our sin. If we belong to Christ and repeatedly sin against God, we can expect His chastisement. But if we are not saved, we face His judgment. Because God hates sin, we cannot take it lightly, or joke about it, or rationalize and excuse it. You see, sin comes in many forms, but it is always an act of disobedience and rebellion against God that separates us from Him and brings all kinds of painful consequences. What is the nature of sin? Let's talk about that. It deceives. If we keep sinning while telling ourselves that, oh, God loves us and understands, then we have been deceived, thinking that we are the exception to sin's consequences. Sin disappoints. Sin always promises to satisfy, but the pleasure is only temporary. But in the end, it will always disappoint. It disables. People who sin against God lose opportunities and sometimes even their health and relationships. Furthermore, a believer who lives in sin will never become the person God desires or accomplish what He's planned. Sin depresses. If a person continually lives in sin, it will have a depressing effect. Even going to church or taking a prescription medication will not help depression that is caused by sin. Somebody needs to hear that. Although the sadness may be hidden with a cheerful expression, it continues to suck the life and vitality out of the one who refuses to forsake sin. Sin is demonic. True to his nature, Satan will do his best to entrap us in sin. It's destructive. Although sin takes many pathways, they ultimately all lead to the destruction of people, families, marriages, children, jobs, and your future. And finally, sin brings death. Sometimes it's a gradual death, or maybe it comes in an instant. But it's the Bible that says that those who sin will surely die. What is the saving power that brings forgiveness of sins? Great question. When Adam and Eve first sinned, God made garments of skin to clothe them. In this way, He demonstrated that the death of an animal and the shedding of its blood was the cost of covering or atoning for their sin. Later in the book of Leviticus, the Lord taught the Israelites that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and that they were to offer the blood on the altar to make atonement for their sins. Without it, there was no forgiveness. The thousands of sacrifices offered throughout Jewish history pointed to the final sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, whose blood would be shed for the forgiveness of sins once, for all time. Jesus came into the world to die. That was His sole purpose of coming. He came into this world to die. And as He spent His last night with His disciples in the Last Supper, that Seder meal, He told them that His blood would be shed to bring about salvation. And loved one, to this very day, we meet for the Lord's Supper in our churches to remember His blood shed for us. Now, there are four words that describe the work of Christ's blood in God's plan of salvation. Four words. First of all, redemption. We were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the unblemished, spotless Lamb of God. To redeem means to purchase something back. we had been sold into bondage to sin because of the fall, the rebellion of Adam and Eve. But Christ bought us back for God with his own precious blood. Another word that describes the work of Christ's blood is reconciliation. It was God the Father's good pleasure to reconcile us through the blood of Christ's death on the cross in order to present us before him holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. To reconcile means to bring two people who are alienated back together again. In our case, it was sin that separated us from God. But when we trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior and in his sacrifice for us, we are brought back into a loving relationship with God the Father. Hallelujah. Another word that describes the work of Christ's blood in the plan of salvation is this. It's justification. The Bible says in Romans 5, 8, and 9, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Hallelujah. I'm preaching me happy. To justify means to declare no longer guilty. And the only way that this is accomplished by God is through Christ's blood applied to those who believe in him. If a person rejects Jesus, he will remain guilty of all his sin. He will die in his sin and spend eternity in the lake of fire. A fourth term that describes the work of Christ's blood in God's plan of salvation is sanctification. Jesus sanctified people through his own blood. To sanctify means to set apart for God. When we believe in Christ for salvation, we are immediately sanctified, set apart. We are called saints in the New Testament. Read the book, dear one. Believers in Jesus are called sanctified ones or saints. But even though it happens in a moment of time, it's also a process whereby God continually sets us apart for himself and transforms us into the likeness of his Son day after day. Hallelujah. The blood of Christ keeps on a continual process of cleansing us from sin. Although we have been redeemed, reconciled, justified, and sanctified through his precious blood, we still have sin dwelling in us, in our flesh, because of our humanness or sin nature. Even though it is no longer dominant, the plug has been pulled on it, it's dormant, we still stumble now and then and are in need of fresh cleansing. This is part of our ongoing sanctification. Hallelujah. So according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The verb tense signifies the continuing process of cleansing that accompanies sanctification. We also have God's promise in verse 9 that says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God! This promise restores intimacy with God. It's not an invitation to live in sin as we please, thinking all we have to do is confess before going to bed. That's not taking sin and the cost of Christ's sacrifice seriously. Okay? So have you ever taken your sin seriously and you recognize it for what it truly is? What jokes or excuses or rationalizations have you used in the past to downplay your sin? Or, dear one, let me ask you this. Are you trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? If not, on what or whom are you planning to rely when you stand before God to be judged? And so today, if I were to ask you this, if you were to die this very day, or sometime this week, heaven forbid, but if you would die, do you know for certain that heaven would be your eternal destination and home? Do you know that for sure? If you have doubt in your mind, then you need to turn away from sin and turn toward the cross of Jesus Christ. The word repent means to turn, to change directions, to change your mind, to turn away from sin and to turn toward Jesus. Dear one, I've heard it so many times over the years. When you've sinned, when you know you've blown it big time, when you know you've sinned, don't run from Jesus. Instead, run to him. You can do that right now. Open your heart to Jesus and pray this prayer with me, or similar words in your own words. Pray this with all your heart and repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. Yes, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am reborn. And I give you all the praise and glory, my Lord and my Savior Jesus. I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In your wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dear one, if you've made that decision, it's the most important one you will ever make in all of your life and throughout eternity. Jesus said that when a sinner turns away from sin and comes to him, that the angels of heaven rejoice over that one sinner who turns their life around and comes running to him. The angels are rejoicing over you, dear one. Isn't that amazing? What's more, if you will contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, click on the contact tab and write me an email and just say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you to receive Jesus and my life will never be the same again. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. I'm going to shout over you. I'm going to send you a response to encourage you. And what's more, I will send you a free resource through the mail. Free. Yes, and postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. You need to tell other people about the decision you've made today for Jesus. Some people will rejoice with you. Some people may mock you. It's okay. Either way, you are a child of God. Welcome to the family, dear one. Now go to church next weekend. Ask the Lord to help you find just the right local church to get plugged into and be part of God's family. Go somewhere where the Bible is preached faithfully, and where the people love God and love each other. I thank you for listening today. And again, if you would, please go to whatever platform you listen to this podcast and give us a thumbs up or a 5-star rating. That would be awesome. Give us a nice review as well, if you would. And tell other people about the podcast, about Your Place of Grace, because we're reaching more and more people with the always good news of Jesus Christ. So until we meet again, dear one, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great, great favor all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.